You're listening to SBS News.
Day one of lockdown. The streets of Pescara, now a red zone.
It's like we're at war. We only go out with the mask and there is no one around. A situation that's paradoxical.
Most restaurants have closed their doors and those still open have enforced the strict 1 meter rule. In shops, only two people are allowed to enter at once. Residents knew it was only a matter of time, but still weren't prepared.
The cases were increasing in Abruzzo, so it was inevitable, but we still weren't ready. But this is Italy.
Tonio Luzzi is a former Formula One driver and has two restaurants in Pescara and one in Milan. All are closed.
Definitely, the situation is pretty critical at the moment. I think we are in the next 7 days in the peak of this dramatic situation.
The Esplanade is Pescara's biggest hotel with 150 rooms. Just two are occupied. Alfredo Di Tiglio has worked there for 27 years and has never seen it this empty.
It's a nightmare, a surreal situation. If this problem continues, there's a big risk for the summer.
Like so much of the Adriatic coast, Pescara's economy relies heavily on tourism. But with the lockdowns coinciding with the start of the peak season, the forecasts are grim. And while Italy's richer regions of the north could eventually bounce back, it's a different story for the south.
The most difficult part for Italy will be for the three quarter of the rest of Italy, especially centre and south, that it will take longer time to restart.
The lasting effect of unprecedented lockdowns. Hermione Kitson, SBS News.